Business Current News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. It's the most important time of the year for retailers. Correspondent Shelley Adler has a report for us.
While Black Friday officially kicks off the holiday shopping season, discounts have been available for a while. Ted Rossman is a senior industry analyst with Bankrate.com.
A lot of retailers unveiled Black Friday kind of deals in October to get reluctant shoppers off the fence. So I would say that Thanksgiving weekend is more of the middle of the holiday shopping season now. It's not the kickoff that it used to be.
And what about expectations for big profits this season?
Retailers are likely to eke out a slight gain this year, but consumers are price conscious. You know, they're looking for deals. They're still worried about inflation and high interest rates.
I'm Shelley Adler.
President-elect Donald Trump has threatened to impose tariffs on products from Canada and Mexico if the countries don't stop what he called the flow of drugs and illegal migrants across the southern and northern borders. That drew a bristling response from Ontario Premier Doug Ford.
What I found unfair about the comments is to compare us to Mexico. And I can tell you, Canada is no Mexico.
Those comments courtesy of CTV. Vaping is coming before the U.S. Supreme Court next week as federal regulators ask the High Court to uphold its block on sweet-flavored products following a spike in youth e-cigarette sales.
The Food and Drug Administration has denied more than a million marketing applications for candy or fruit-flavored products that appeal to kids, part of a wider crackdown that advocates say helped drive down teen vaping after, quote, an epidemic-level surge in 2019. Vaping companies, though, said that the agency unfairly disregarded arguments that their sweet e-liquid products would help adults quit smoking traditional cigarettes without putting kids at greater risk. The Supreme Court on Monday is hearing arguments in the FDA's appeal of a decision from the conservative 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
And this is SRN News. It's that time of year again, and the naughty and nice list is out now. Michael Harrington takes a closer look.
It's an annual compendium put together by Liberty Council, and it lists those retailers who refuse to make reference to Christmas in their seasonal advertising and those who embrace the holiday. On this year's naughty list are Barnes & Noble, Best Buy, The Gap, Old Navy, Neiman Marcus, and Dick's Sporting Goods. On the nice list, you will find Belk, Costco, Dillard's, Kohl's, and Walmart. You can see the entire list at lc.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ohio's Attorney General will appeal a ruling that struck down the most far-reaching of the state's new pro-life laws. A county judge in Ohio determined in October last year's voter-approved amendment enshrining abortion effectively makes the state's heartbeat law unconstitutional. The law banning most abortions once an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected had been paused pending that court challenge. This is SRN News. Amazon workers in India protesting in the streets of New Delhi against what they call unfair working conditions.
Workers say their basic salary is the equivalent of $120 a month when it should be at least $295. And they say they work under pressure to get packages out on time. Amazon issued a statement in India accusing the workers of intentionally misleading and continuing to promote a false narrative. And it says workers are provided a modern, safe, and engaging workplace. I'm Donna Warder.
Donald Trump creating a National Energy Council, one he says will establish U.S. energy dominance around the world. It will be key in the former president's pledge to sell more oil to allies and his intent to move away from President Biden's focus on climate change and green energy. The president-elect's energy wishes are going to run into some limits when they confront European regulators. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.